Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 3, Episode 4, Algal Blooms.
It's warm, but who gives a shit, right?
Ambridge handed me a beer and sat on the bed. We were in the guest bedroom upstairs. We had watched alien beings descending from the spaceship for over an hour. After the beams disappeared, we headed inside. Ambridge, I don't think we should stay here.
We're not going to. We'll leave tomorrow morning, but it's not safe to leave right now.
We need a vehicle.
We're not going to find one here.
Should we really be drinking? It didn't work out so well last time.
It's one beer, Jay.
But it was actually Ambridge's third. What if the aliens show up tonight?
What if I have a heart attack right now?
What?
What do you want me to say? We can't leave now. If the creatures show up, they show up.
Do you think they were the ones that fly the ships? They looked human-like.
They weren't shriekers and they weren't thrashers. That's all I know. Trust me, I don't want to meet them face to face. First thing in the morning, we'll leave.
What's the best way out of here?
Whatever road has less creatures.
Ambridge quickly downed his beer.
We'll sleep up here. Two windows to help keep watch and we'll keep the door locked. Tomorrow we'll get up when the sun rises. We packed up enough supplies. We'll be in good shape for a while.
Did you find any more weapons?
Sadly, no. It means bad news for us, but good news for my family.
Why?
Because it means my dad probably packed them. The car's gone, the guns are gone, and I couldn't find any batteries or flashlights.
If your parents made it out, I mean, they probably did. I didn't mean...
Just finish your question.
If your parents made it out, where do you think they would go?
Who knows? I mean, they have friends that live up north, or maybe they were forced into some quarantine zone, or maybe they just drove away without a concrete plan.
You didn't get to talk to them after it began?
No. And after looking around, I don't think my sister made it here either.
Because her car isn't here?
Because I just didn't see any signs of her being here, but who the hell knows, right?
Were you close with your parents?
How about we talk about something else?
Sorry. I wanted to try and talk about Harris again, but I knew Ambridge wouldn't want to.
I'm just tired and I'd rather pass the time talking about something different. Pick a topic, Jay. Music, movies, books, sports. Bring back some normality to this newly fucked up world.
We can talk about fungus.
That is not what I meant.
Oh.
Really? Nothing else?
I don't know what to talk about. It feels weird talking about music or sports.
You told me you like apocalyptic movies. What's the last movie you saw?
In theaters?
Wherever.
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yes, Jay. What was it?
It was a 2-hour documentary on algal blooms and the harmful impacts they're having across all 50 states.
Are you fucking serious?
I am.
The hell are you watching that for? Please don't tell me for entertainment purposes.
I worked for the EPA.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Let's talk about that. But first, let me grab another beer.
Ambridge went downstairs and came back with 6 bottles hanging between his fingers. He set them down between us. I really don't want to get drunk.
These are for me. I'm hoping they'll help build interest while I learn about algal blooms.
It's actually interesting stuff, but that's not what I worked on, or really even what I know much about. I often watch documentaries because I did find them interesting.
So you didn't specialize in algae?
No.
What did you do?
Well, I started off as an intern, where I helped with scientific research.
Which means?
I was helping with research on peer-reviewed articles on pollution and smoke emissions. But eventually I met Ava and Mark, who were working on environmental policies when it came to strictly ocean pollution. I transferred over there and helped write some articles.
So you worked on cleaning up the ocean?
Not really. I mean, we didn't go out and start picking up plastic straws on the beach. We researched harmful human interactions with coastal waters.
Coastal waters?
To be more specific, we worked out of San Fran for a while.
I thought you guys lived in San Diego.
I do. I mean, we did. I mean, we were...
Just continue.
We often went up to San Francisco to work on projects. There's this horrible oil spill that spread along the Farallone Islands in Pablo Bay. It was really bad. It wasn't the first time pollutants had hurt the wildlife around the Bay Area, so Ava came up with a protection plan.
To prevent oil spills?
To prevent increased pollution in the area, oil spills included. She was hoping it would help protect the seabird sanctuaries in the area, which had taken a huge hit with the oil spill.
Did you guys get it enacted? Is that the right word?
The protection plan? No. We needed funding. It's why we flew to New York. They had a convention where only a certain amount of lower-level plans would receive funding. The morning after we presented our proposal, all of this happened.
Wow.
It's so weird to think about now. We were so worried about an oil spill, and then this happens.
Much worse than an oil spill.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, this was way more interesting than I thought it would be.
Thanks. So, what was the last movie you watched?
I believe it was Wedding Crashers on Blu-ray.
A couple hours passed as Ambridge and I talked. He told me about life in the army. He mentioned his two tours in Iraq. I didn't realize he was only 28. He seemed older. Can you imagine being in the Middle East when all this started?
There's people I know who are stationed in Syria and Afghanistan still. But it's not just the Middle East. I know some guys who are in Germany and Greece, and my friend Jess is in South Korea.
And I thought New York was far from home.
I know the news reports stated meteors in major cities all over the world, but I wonder if it's as bad as it is here. It has to be, right?
It scares me how fast that fungus is growing.
Fungus or algae?
I don't know. It shows qualities of both.
And here we are, back to talking about algae.
Full circle. Ambridge finished his current beer and tossed the bottle to the side. I stared out the window at the hovering ship, the moonlight glinting off its side.
Hey, let's get some sleep. It'll be nice to sleep in a bed tonight.
Wait, are we sharing?
No, I'm going to take first watch, and I will wake you up in a few hours, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's good. I finished my beer and climbed into the untouched queen size. The blankets felt nice and soft, and I loved that I could actually stretch out my legs. I would get some good sleep tonight, unless those things showed up. But I shook the thought away and shut my eyes. I hoped that I wouldn't have another nightmare.
Jay, don't let me, it hurts.
I can't.
Jay.
Please, don't make me. Startled awake to see Ambridge standing by the door. He was peeking out into the hallway. Ambridge, what is it?
Shh, something's inside.
Oh God, please let it be the squirrel.
Stay here.
What? No.
I'll be right back.
I'm going with you. I jumped out of bed and grabbed my gun.
Just stay behind me.
Ambridge held up his rifle and we walked out into the hall. Could it be a shrieker? A thrasher? One of those aliens that beamed down last night? That's when we saw a flashlight glide along the wall. It was a person. Ambridge held up his hand to stop my movement. He continued down the stairs. He aimed his gun.
Don't move.
I crept down the stairs to see a dark figure in the corner of the room with two backpacks. The figure held out their hands, dropped the backpacks, and turned around slowly. It was a woman in all black. I could barely make out her face due to the shadows.
If you fire that gun, you'll draw them here. You know that, right?
What are you doing in my house?
It's not your house.
And how do you know that?
Call it intuition. Want to lower the gun now?
Not really.
Kylie. Right here.
Another woman moved out of the shadows of the dining room. She had a bow and arrow. The arrow pointed right at Ambridge's chest.
Really? A bow and arrow?
Gunfire draws those things. Would you care to lower the gun now?
Jay!
Oh shit, he was calling me. I jumped down the stairs and pointed my gun at the woman with the bow.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Seriously?
And once again, the tables have turned.
This is ridiculous. Lower your guns.
Get the fuck out of my house.
It's not your house. I know the people who lived here, an older married couple.
You knew them?
I lived down the street.
I don't recognize you.
Should you?
Mia, do you know these people?
I don't.
But you knew my parents?
Oh, shit. What's your last name?
Ambridge.
Well, then yes. I knew your parents.
Can we be civil now and lower our weapons? My fingers are slipping, and I may make a mistake.
I'll wait on you, dear.
Don't call me dear.
Ambridge looked at me and nodded. All of us slowly lowered our weapons.
Don't try anything. I'm quick on the draw.
So am I, dear.
I walked over and stood beside Ambridge.
You came here to find your parents?
That's right.
Sorry to tell you, but everyone left.
You're still here.
Getting supplies, that's all.
Kylie, the girl with the bow, had short black hair and a big nose. She wore a tight t-shirt and long pants. She walked over to the other girl. Mia? Now that I was closer, I could see her face better. She was really pretty. She had large cheeks, big eyes, and a chin dimple. She reminded me of a girl I once worked with.
So if you're not living around here...
Mia, do you really think we should say?
They're not gonna cause us any trouble.
You so sure about that?
I'm good at reading people. They seem genuine. Plus, if they try anything, it's not like we don't have backup.
She motioned towards the large window. I walked over to it and peered out. There was a guy standing in the middle of the street. He too held a bow. There were also flashlights bobbing in the house across the street.
Enough to fuck up your day if you pull your weapons again.
Calm down.
Yeah, calm down, dear.
Mia tossed a backpack over her shoulder and held the strap in place.
There's a quarantine zone west of here, just outside the city by White Ranch.
White Ranch?
It's a park. Military set it up soon after the attack.
Ambridge, maybe your parents are there.
How many people are at this quarantine zone?
Good amount. Kylie?
Shit, I'd say 3,000.
That seemed like a lot of people, until I thought about how many people used to live in Denver.
How far is it?
Far enough away from all this.
Can you take us there?
Mia and Kylie looked at each other for a moment before Kylie shrugged and walked off into the kitchen.
Sure. We'll show you the way. But because trust is hard to come by nowadays, you'll have to stay where we can see you.
That works both ways.
Wait, so we're gonna let them carry their guns? Travis won't like that.
Kylie came back into the room drinking a beer.
Travis doesn't run things. If you have any supplies, I suggest you grab them.
Mia tossed the other backpack to Kylie, who threw it over her shoulder.
Cause we're leaving now.
Ambridge?
We'll get our stuff.
End of All Hope. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Issa Yazdizadeh. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhardt as Mark, Adam Jetmore as Jay, Jack Austin as Ambridge, Jody Swenson as Stephanie, Catabelle as Madison, Chris Dottoli as Teddy, Ariel Hack as Mia, Gina Coyle as Kylie, Brett Wilkins as Travis, Gareth Thomas as Sammy, and Crystal Hall as Lane. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, and Amberlynn Nicole at YouTube.com/Amberlynn Nicole. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lam.com for other audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7 Lam production.